Hello, Internet. More hog.
If you hear me snoring.
Internet, would you like some Jell-O pudding?
Does it have, like, roofies in it?
And semen on your leg.
Ew.
So, by the way,
happy Thursday.
Who's got Bill Cosby in the death pool? I suspect he'll be suck starting a gun at some point real soon.
No,
I don't think he wants to go to prison, and I don't think they're gonna go easy on him.
I don't think so.
Or he's gonna drive a Ferrari off a cliff at high speed.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they really going after him, like, for real, or are they just kind of making claims? Because I know that he is already, like, suing one of the women that made claims against him.
Well, he's officially been indicted, I think.
Oh. I don't know. What? Again?
What's going on?
I think we lost Jay.
We lost Jay?
Again? His internet just blooped.
Yep, everything went away.
He needs to get that looked at.
Yeah, he does.
He really does.
How are we supposed to run this, like, professional outfit if one of our hosts just keeps...
Going away.
And people are going to say stuff because it's the black guy. No, not all black people are lazy. Just Jay.
You know, it's kind of like with Obama, right? Because, you know, Obama's in office and he's a really horrible president. And, you know, there's got to be some black people out there going, damn, did he have to suck so bad? I mean, not all, you know, not everyone, but there's got to be some out there. And you know, that's kind of how we are with Jay.
So the big issue is not that. It's not that Obama is black. It's that we elected a black president. And I mean that not in the sense that we elected a president who happened to be black, is the fact that we elected a president because he was black.
Right, right. That's what I mean.
When that's the first and largest thing on your resume of right. The, you know, one of my parents donated sperm from sub-Saharan Africa, and that's what you're leading with.
Yeah.
That's not a good start. And so, you know, I mean, you know, I get it. Ben Carson's kind of goofy and all that, but it's one of those, like, but his little, like, pop up and also his drop was all based on his qualifications. Is he really intrigued some people? Not because he's black, but because of some of the things he said and his stances, and because he's kind of puts people to sleep. He's kind of NPR live. He went away. And is probably going to be dropping out pretty soon.
But enough about Jay.
Yeah. Black people, are you back?
Jay?
Are you back, Otis? No, he's not.
I guess.
He's back in chat.
Yeah, I know. He can't manage to answer the Skype or something.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, whatever. We can do the show without him. He is just the token.
Hey!
No,
I'm the Brita's token chick.
Brita's black, too.
I am not.
She's from Ireland. Place was colonized by the Moors.
Oh, my God.
Someone on the internet said so. So it's true.
No. Not true. Actually, I just read something recently. This is... kind of dorky and off topic, but I read something recently that they did genetic studies on Irish people. And you know, you have like all the big redhead Irish people, mm-hmm. and they're kind of like from the, you know, Norman invasion and all that Viking stuff going on. But like the original Irish people, the small dark people, they have genes in common with groups like that were from, like, you know, the Etruscans and, like, that area.
Are the Etruscans anywhere near sub-Saharan Africa?
No.
Yes.
No.
Originally.
I know. We're all black.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Brita, black is the ace of spades.
I mean, I'm African American by way of about, 10,000 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we
anyway,
all?
I'm really tired.
Why are you tired, Brita?
I went to the gym before.
Nice. Did you pick some stuff up and then put some stuff down?
Yeah.
How much did you squat?
I didn't do squats today. I did deadlifts.
Nice.
And I was doing like over 100 pounds, but I was using the Smith machine. I don't know if anybody knows what that is, but it's like an A-frame kind of thing with a slidey bar on it.
Okay,
you put the weights on the slidey bar and then you slide. Okay, so it kind of assists.
And it goes. I've seen that for like people doing like military press, but you can also bring it down to the ground for a deadlift.
Yeah, sure. You can use it for all sorts of stuff, but it's not recommended for deadlifts because there's an angle on the bar. So I talked to the trainer and I said, oh, I've been using the Smith machine for deadlifts. And he kind of gave me a look and I was like, all right, fine. I'll stop cheating and I'll start doing, just using the bar on the ground. So I did that today and I was doing 80 pounds last week. And then this week I did 90 pounds.
That's more than you weigh.
No, I do not.
I was about to say, Brito happens to weigh 73 pounds.
I don't.
While wearing her unitard.
my tactical yoga pants. And,
ooh,
hey,
they have tactical yoga pants.
I did 90 pounds today. And honestly, it's the weirdest thing because it looks like you're not doing anything. Like, you're just picking this thing up and putting it down, right? It looks like, visually, it looks like, what? She's not doing anything. She's just picking it up, putting it down. What's the big deal? But honest to God, it's like I had like this really weird experience. Like I was doing the deadlifts and I felt like heat like pouring off of my body. Mm-hmm. Like I was like burning up like a little furnace and it was just weird. And then of course I came home and like I shoveled a whole bunch of food in my face because I was starving. So
it'll do that.
Yeah. So it's an interesting,
Are you stretching properly before and after?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, I definitely have to stretch after.
Yeah.
I definitely did the, I'm 20. I don't need to sit. They'll tell me to stretch and I stretch and it really just burns like a half hour of my day. Fuck that noise. Uh-huh. And so I just laid off of it. And then I hit 30 some point in between. and then I broke shit that's never going to work again.
Yeah. My goal is to be able to lift my body weight. But I think it's going to take me a long time to get there. And I'm okay with that because I don't want to like hurt myself or pull anything because I'm over 40 now. So
Brita, your goal is to pull an ocean liner with your teeth.
On shore.
That's right. Do the Jack LaLanne.
So what's up with you
guys?
Did
Jack LaLanne pull an ocean liner with his teeth or is that somebody else?
I have no idea.
I don't think there was an ocean liner involved.
I think that was actually Jack Palance.
That was Jack Palance? Okay, yeah. Jack Palance and Robert Loggia, both of them doing their impersonation of
that used to be a pretty common strongman trick was pulling a railroad car with their teeth.
Or airplane. Airplane's another big one. Yeah. I want to get them airborne.
That ain't good. Maybe like a little balsa wood plane.
I thought about that. They have those little balsa wood planes that have the little rubber band, the propeller.
Yeah.
That would be fucking awesome for ski.
Yeah, pull.
Ooh. Bang.
Well, you always hear the stories about the dudes that like would like have like a model, model airplane and like they got a 1919 on a pintle mount and just shooting at it with tracers.
I've never done that, but I have stuck rocket engines on them. those.
Yes.
Balsa woods?
Yeah, the balsa wood paper.
Do they survive?
The ones that are designed to be like, have like rubber band motors. Well, of course they don't survive.
I would imagine the shear force would pull the wings off.
But they are all. No, actually, balsa wood's pretty damn strong. Usually what happens is because you don't get the balance right and the motors don't fire right. So it just turns into this like spinning flame of death.
Flaming thing. Spiral of
the
death.
Same, yeah. The same thing happened with a gyrojet pistol.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh, yes. Model rocket engines. They are agents of Satan.
Yeah. Getting two to fire at the same time is like almost impossible.
Yes. Yes. Because the igniters are lowest common bidder.
Right.
And, you know, you have this electrical impulse provided by a friggin' yep. AA battery.
I'll give you a hint. Use debt cord.
Well, yeah. And having set off a lot of model rockets when I was a kid, it always amazed me that the space shuttle managed to take off and not go spinning across the Florida Everglades in a cartwheel of death because, you know, getting those solid rocket boosters to fire off at the same time must have been one hell of a challenge.
Nope, because NASA uses debt cord.
All right, there you go.
I'm surprised they never got the space shuttle to go up about 900,000 feet and then make a right turn and just scoot along the ground at 9 zillion miles an hour.
Well, that's what happened
to a lot of my rockets.
Yeah.
They go up a little bit and they just...
What was that? Turn. Was it 1987? When was the Challenger disaster?
86.
Yep. Because it was 30 years this year, which made me feel really, really fucking old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't remember it, Rita. You shush.
What?
You don't remember it. You shush. You're too young.
I remember 30 years ago.
I watched it in the library.
I watched it in the... We were in the cafeteria.
I was in the library of my elementary school.
I watched it in the TV studio at my high school.
You're so old.
One of the advantages of being a TV production dork is that we had access to the televisions.
We should do a TV show.
No.
No.
Only if I can be turned into Max Headroom and I'll use my old headset. Hey.
And Alan has to wear an ascot.
I told
Jay, you actually sound really great. This, whatever you're doing.
It's iPhone.
Yeah, you sound
great. See, there you go.
And my battery's gone down 5% in the 2 minutes I've been talking.
Yeah, you got to be
plug it in.
You got to be plugged in to use Skype on the iPhone. It'll suck the life out of your battery.
Alan, are you talking into your ice watch?
No, I'm not.
It is Thursday, November 43, yesterday.
Thursday, February 4th, 2016, episode 182.
Morhog.
82. Speaking of Morhog.
Yes, let's do this.
When was the last time we did a shirt? It was like last year, wasn't it? Or the year
before? I think
it
was the year before.
It was like 2 years. It was like ancient history. It was a long time ago. And I think it's time to do another Squirrel Report shirt.
I like shirts. Last batch sold really well.
I kind of want to do one, though, with a Morhog theme. But first, we have to decide what.
I want to discuss what does it mean, Morhog, exactly.
Morhog.
And that call-in number is 214-530-0036.
Right. We're not telling
somebody's
nothing.
Microphone's clacking on something.
You know what? I think we can all give Radis a free shirt.
Of course.
the squirrelicorn with the acorn martini, and have him sitting on the back of a wild boar. And just say squirrelportsqrpt.com Morhog.
I don't like having the URL on there.
Why?
Because if you can't figure out how to find the Squirrel Report on Google search, then you don't deserve to be a listener.
Good call.
Are we the first thing that comes up?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Thank God. Okay.
Of course we are.
There's a Democratic debate tonight.
Is there?
How do you like that person publicity there?
Wow. Well, I mean, it's basically, you know, Hillary Clinton glaring at the camera and Bernie Sanders talking to a cactus.
What an ugly bunch the Democratic nominees are.
What a white bunch.
Well,
so anyway, now there's only two of them.
What?
The New York Times had to contort itself, proving that Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz really aren't Latino.
But anyway, that more hog.
Someone's got to call in to find out the secret of more hog.
214-530-0036.
Like the secret of NIMH, only completely different.
So I think our authority on hog has to be weird.
Well, yeah.
I have one.
So when you say more hog, is that a metaphor or is it, you know, you're expressing your gay solidarity or, you know.
Honestly speaking, it's more like, why did Jimmy Walker say dynamite?
Ah, so it's a catchphrase.
It is a catchphrase.
Don't have a cow, man.
It is a catchphrase, and people, most specifically, the person that was most deeply amused by this from the very get-go, back in the other podcast days, was Brita.
I have a picture of you.
Standing over the hog in front of the library in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yep, I remember that.
I don't know if I still have that on this computer. It might be on the other thing, but
I think I've got it on my website.
Oh, of course you do.
Let me see if I can find it.
Of course you do.
More hog.
So is hog like a euphemism?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's for bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's bacon.
Right. So is it no. My question is it a common euphemism?
No.
Like, if I go around wearing a t-shirt saying more hog, will people, I mean, is it more or less scandalous than my t-shirt that says I heart cock sauce?
I would have to say less scandalous.
Okay.
Well, the authority is the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, what do they say?
More hog is not an entry in the Urban Dictionary.
Wow.
Oh, thank God. So, okay.
What about just hog?
Hog is.
Oh.
And it refers to either a penis or a Harley Davidson.
Woo! Okay.
Or somebody that's greedy.
Yeah, boss hog. Right.
Or a big obese girl. Or, yeah. It's mostly a motorcycle or a penis.
The license plate on my Harley was JZHOG.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. It's actually in my garage.
Did people think you were a rapper? Jay-Z.
No, they kept calling it the Jizz Hog, so I had to retire.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's the law of unintended consequences.
By the way, you found it. It's in the chat.
Awesome.
Oh, damn.
And that is Brita taking the picture.
Yep, that was me.
I remember that. I was standing right next to her when she did it.
That was the first time we met.
Yeah.
It really was.
And I was the one who drove him there.
I was overwhelmed by Weird.
Weird's pretty like, overwhelming. He's.
Oh my gosh, he really is like that in real life.
It's not an affectation.
Well, that's the thing, is we're all like that, whatever that may be. It's not like any of us have like a web persona.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I really do hate traffic. I think everybody who's driven with me can attest to that.
Jay hates traffic and he likes to poop.
My web presence and podcast persona is completely fake. I'm not actually like this in real life at all.
You're actually more outgoing online than you are in person.
Ellen is actually an 85-year-old Jewish grandmother. I heard a cackle.
Get off my yard.
Yeah, you are more outgoing online than you are in person.
Well, that's because
for sure.
Yeah. Well,
it's only because he hates people.
That's right.
Except for us.
And that's his endearing quality.
You know, Weird, I wanted to ask you, now that you're on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and we, you know, will not necessarily reveal your pseudonym.
Oh, we can
Facebook.
Say it. My rule is, I mean, essentially, I really don't even care. Like, you know, if you, I'm kind of not crazy about like doing the friends request. So like, if you've got like sent a friends request for me and I haven't put one in there, I don't know. If you send me a private message that says more hog, you will be friended by me.
I'm really glad that you mentioned it because you sent me a request and I was like, who the hell is this?
Yeah. Yeah. But the, I'll mention it on podcast because the creepy stalkers aren't right. going to listen to a whole podcast, and B, the big thing is I just don't want to have like so many people in like my family and like my friends outside the gun community are on Facebook. And part of me is like, oh man, I can actually catch up with this person that it seems like they only talk to people on Facebook. And I'm like, but no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have a friends list of people that aren't already on the like enemies list of the anti-gunners.
Right.
So yes, if the anti-gunners already want to kill you and burn your body, then you can send me a friends request.
But I wanted to ask you how, like, because you're coming into the whole social media thing late.
Yep.
What are your feelings about it? Like, how do you perceive it? You know,
meh.
What are your feelings now? Meh.
Meh.
Yeah.
It's just, it's one more way to kill an hour.
Okay. I gotcha.
And I absolutely under no circumstance do I like entering anything but comments into it because I'm just like, why wouldn't I just blog about this? So I have my own website. Why would I want to use somebody else's, which is my general feeling about like when I moved off of LiveJournal is it's so much nicer to have my own website instead of somebody else's.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
I like the fact on my blog, everything I put up there, I own.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have – because, I mean, I don't know if you happen to see it because I think it mostly popped up in like various friend circles and all that in LiveJournal. But there was always talk about LiveJournal was constantly changing hands and, you know, back during the time when we were active in it. And there was always talk that there was going to be like some anti-political censorship and things like that to keep, you know, the public face of LiveJournal, you know, under control. Sort of idea. So there's always a possibility that someone could say, you know what? Guns aren't cool. This doesn't work under the global unity, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Hey, look, you talk about guns all the time. We're just going to mute your account. And and they could do that because it's not my website.
Oh, yeah, true.
And it's the same thing with Facebook. If Facebook, Facebook just recently just said, nope, you cannot legally sell your firearms on Facebook. You know, if you happen to be talking about a gun and, you know, I lived in Ohio and saw, oh, Brita wants this certain gun. You know what, Brita, I'm going to give you a really good price on this gun. I'm just going to straight up tell you the lowest number that I would expect to get for this gun if I was selling it at an auction site, and you could just have the lowest bid. Maybe even I'll go 20 bucks below that. And yep. And then we can go meet up and do the legal transfer. And hey, I got a concealed carry permit. You got a concealed carry permit. I am not fucking concerned about this sale whatsoever. Here, take it. Give me money.
Hmm.
That is now that'll get you nuked on Facebook now.
And you know what?
You can be because it's not your fucking website.
Okay. I was just curious because, you know, you've been on there a little while.
Yeah, I noticed that it's got an extreme lack of pornography.
Yeah.
I like my internet to have pornography. Which is absolutely a true story.
Somebody's mic's clacking on something.
Probably Jay.
Not me. I don't have a zipper today.
Jay.
Do not believe it is I.
Somebody's clacking. I hear
can't be me.
Staticky clacking. No,
I'm the one
like,
that spends money on my microphone.
It sounds like an earbud microphone banging on something.
I'm not moving.
I'm not moving either.
Stop, I blame Mike.
Stop breathing, everyone.
I blame Mike. It's Mike.
So
it's Cosmo.
If you were to design a Morhaug t-shirt.
I would like to have, by the way, we need to have a contest to name the Squirrelicorn with the martini glass. He needs to have like a cute name.
You mean like, whether you mean just, like Eddie?
Yeah, just like yeah, like Eddie. Like Eddie or Steve or
the mascot
or
Brian made.
Something yes. something more amusing. But yeah, he needs to have a name like the Marine Corps Bulldog. What's the name of the Marine Corps Bulldog? Doesn't he have a name?
There are lots.
He asks the Marine. but isn't like the cartoon bulldog that you see on, you know, the bumpers that, with the 15 other stickers on the back of a Marine's car?
It's just Devil
Chesty.
Dog.
Chesty.
That was a guy.
No, it's the bulldog.
That is true. Yeah, the bulldog's
Marine
name is Chesty.
Marine mascot Chesty the Bulldog. Accidentally euthanized. Whoops.
By PETA.
On a rifle range.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, Chesty. Well, they can always get another bulldog. Although, this is very sad. What happened? I don't want to read it. Never mind. I'm not going to read it. It'll just make me sad.
But, yeah. So, yeah. But, no, Chesty was a dude, and they named the dog after him.
Yes. So, we need... I don't know.
Squirrely.
No.
Mr. Putter.
So yeah, so we need to have a contest.
I got a snort out of somebody.
It's Alan. Mr. Nutter. I like Mr. Nutter.
Mr. Nutter is pretty good.
He is a nutter.
All right, so yeah, so actually, can we? Yeah, let's just concur. Mr. Nutter's good, but yeah, I think Mr. Nutter riding on a wild boar with tusks, must have tusks, while drinking his little acorn martini,
and both of them have erections.
I am not wearing that t-shirt.
How about we could just? I mean, riding the boar can have an erection tastefully, you know.
I'm not wearing that t-shirt.
And the squirrel can have an erection, and let's face it, a squirrel erection's not going to show up.
Have you seen? Well, I don't know. Squirrel balls are huge, right?
For their
size. Only some species.
Best show ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but their dicks aren't that big, Brita.
I don't get that close.
Well, I mean, they've got a baculum, so
and they're not circumcised either.
They aren't circumcised. That is true. There are no Jewish squirrels.
Oh. The hell was that? Something just buzzed.
I think it's your radar detector, Jay.
My radar. They're illegal in Virginia.
Are they illegal?
They are.
Man, that's crazy.
Just weird. Of course, I haven't used radar detector since the
80s. So, and I guess this goes out to Radis because he's like the graphics guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll entertain other people with shirt designs. It needs to be more.
Hog.
No, what I'm saying, it needs to be more minimalist.
Yeah.
To print on a t-shirt. So, can't be
squirrel erections.
You know, some of Radis's stuff is like very.
It's art.
Pushing photorealism.
Yeah, it's very hard to print that on a t-shirt.
We would like it more of the Mr. Nutter if drawn by Hanna-Barbera in the 1970s. Yep.
So anyway, Morhaug.
Morhaug. Yeah, I like the idea of a t-shirt.
Are we gonna do them before the convention?
Maybe
hopefully.
If we get the.
Well, I don't know. It's pushing it.
Pushing it. Theoretically, if we finalize the design this month, then yeah, we could probably do it.
Maybe. We're gonna have them shipped to the convention.
We'll see.
We'll sell them.
It's in May, right? Or
we'll,
it's
yeah,
the end
we'll
of May?
Sell.
Yes,
them.
It's actually towards the end of May.
So it's like 3 months.
And if you don't get your t-shirt by the NRA convention, we will give you a free Remington R51.
No, we won't. No, we will not.
Yeah, neither us nor anybody else, because Evidently, that gun doesn't exist, but they still have their money. Jay can't comment.
Nope. So, you know, another thing that came up that I thought worth mentioning.
Speaking of Hog, another thing came up.
Yeah. There was a on the Facebooks, there was a slight an outbreak of rabid libertarianism that resulted in a flurry of unfriendings. It was mentioned that the whole, you know, I think, what was your comment, Brita?
That sometimes libertarians are so extreme, they may as well be liberals.
Yes.
And I'm not, and I want to clarify, I think people thought I meant, you know, in their political beliefs or whatever, but that's not what I meant. I meant that they act like liberals. Like the way they, you know, they get all judgy and butthurt and, you know, they make you, well,
yes, if you don't, you know, pass their purity test.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. They're like the vegans of politics.
Yes. Oh,
they're
yes.
The CrossFits of politics.
Yeah. Yes. The CrossFit vegans.
Yeah.
Those are the worst. CrossFit vegans? Oh, my
How do
God.
CrossFit vegans, like, have enough energy
I
to
have
do
yeah,
that?
I don't think there are CrossFit vegans.
I don't think so. How many beans can you eat, really?
They're sneaking steaks out by the Hypocrite CrossFit.
Condor omelets.
But I mean, everybody's met the sort of the card carrying libertarian that is, if you don't agree to their utopian view of the way things should be right now. You know, for instance, if you were of the opinion that probably would not be a good idea to have open borders as long as we're a welfare state, then they'll accuse you of being, you know, whatever the hell it is, you know, they accuse you of being. You're not, you can't be a real libertarian. You can't, you know, you're a whatever state, you know, I mean.
Fascist.
Yeah, they live in this, you know, tip. It's, you know, all utopian theories have the same problem. You know, it
neglects the fact that we're humans and humans suck.
Right.
Well, also, it doesn't help. It doesn't help at all. I mean, this goes with everything, is that there is no Libertarian Party in the United States.
No, there isn't.
There are a few people here and there that, you know, that run under a libertarian ticket, and ever so often one of them gets elected. But as a general rule, if you're a libertarian, that's because that's what you say. That's a Facebook status, and that's all it is. You know, so there's no leadership for you to get behind. There's no spokesperson for you. There's not even like a unified platform. You can't even say where you sit in the spectrum of libertarianism, you know, so to speak. And then on top of that, I mean, there's also people that have gotten to libertarianism from multiple different angles. I mean, there's people, you know, like me, who I was, you know, raised liberal. My, you know, knee-jerk reaction when I realized, you know what, the Democrat way is really not right. And it's, if anything could define my political statement, is rabidly anti-Democrat. So then I suddenly went over to the Republican side and realized, you know what? They got really a lot of the yucky Democrat stink on them too. And, and by the way, we got to just say that this is really me just talking about like reading political stuff and all that. Please stop calling people like John McCain and Mitt Romney and Scott Brown and Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan rhinos, because no, they are the Republican Party.
Yep, like, yes, they are.
Anybody that acts, you know, how you think a true conservative should act, are acting entirely unlike a Republican. All right? No. Guess what? All the key party players in Republicans are quote-unquote rhinos.
Yes, they are.
They aren't conservative. They're big government authoritarians, yep. And they've got absolutely no problem with what Obama's doing. So guess what? That's called a Republican. That's what a Republican is.
Yep.
And that's why I'm not one. But yeah, so, but essentially I was a Republican before I, before if someone was going to ask me my political views, I would have said libertarian. And so I, and there's a bunch, I mean, the, you know, Rand and Ron Paul could be said about that too, is they're Republicans, but really they're libertarians, or libertarians, but really they're Republicans, but they're, you know, the conservatarian is the term used for it. But on the other hand, there's absolutely, you know, libertarians that are super left-wing Democrats that just realize that, oh, all this authoritarian stuff is crap.
Yeah, those are the people that, that want to smoke pot and not get their door busted down by the cops.
Well, we also got to be careful on the fake, you know, rationality of the, you know, of the, you know, a Republican who smokes pot is a libertarian, and a Democrat that thinks it's okay for you to own guns is a libertarian. No.
No.
No, but that's kind of one of those like cute little you know pretend things. Of the, you know, I mean, come on, Bob Barr running as a libertarian.
Yeah.
Oh. Gross.
So anyway, that's the, that was the, I don't know. It probably was not a thing.
But the short answer is, if you consider yourself a libertarian, I mean, number one, here's another thing that I hate about libertarians. I see it all the time on the people who call themselves libertarians and then say libertarians are anarchists. It's one of those guess. No, they're not, because we already have a word for someone who's an anarchist, and that's an anarchist. We don't call them libertarians. We call them anarchists because they're anarchists. Libertarianism is something different. Libertarian is a minimal government. Minarchist is kind of a cute way of saying it. Is the, we have just enough government and framework of laws that, you know, everything gets done, but we don't have, you know, but we don't have anarchy, because also, let's face it, nobody has anarchy. Anarchy is kind of like communism. Everyone talks about communism existing, but it doesn't actually exist.
The Sex Pistols had anarchy in the UK.
No, they didn't. They had gold records. That's what they had.
They had a song.
Yes.
I know they had a song. That's true.
It was later remade by Green Day.
Yep.
But yeah, but anarchy itself does not exist. Like, anarchy is the vacuum that nature abhors. If you have an anarchy system, immediately the smart person's going to find the big dumb person and say, Master Blaster rules Bartertown. And immediately you've got tribalism.
Yeah. Yep.
And tribalism is not anarchy.
Yeah. And this is a very old saying. I don't know who said it first, but if your system, whatever the system it is, whether it's government or, you know, laws or computer rules or whatever, if your system depends on people acting correctly, then it is doomed to failure.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, cause it's also, I mean, I've heard some anarchist people point out the fact that, oh no, you know, society, you know, human society existed for a long ass time without any rules of laws, or that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that are in spite of nature that shows that humans are inherently good. Penn Jillette had a great line about, talking about like all the fucking horrible shit in the Bible about, like, you know, selling people into slavery and beating your wife, and, you know, instead of just shunning homosexuals, like, you know, I mean, most, let's face it, most Christian churches don't even give a flying fuck about the gays. You know, they may say, ah, we're not going to marry them, but you know what? If there's, you know, two dudes holding hands in the pew, as long as they're not being gross about it, we'll be fine, you know, sort of idea. Instead, though, the Bible says you should throw rocks at them until they're dead. And that doesn't happen. And Penn points out the fact that, you know, just humans are just so inherently good that we're good despite, you know, this sort of thing. And that really is, I mean, the ultimate statement is the fact that, hey, you're walking down the sidewalk and someone's driving a car towards you. They don't jump the curb and run you over.
Well, yeah. And if people weren't inherently good like that, then civilization wouldn't be possible.
Oh yeah, civilization would not exist.
The problem is that
we're not all like that.
Well, it goes back to that whole discussion about, oh, God, we're getting deep philosophically here. It goes back to the whole, when governments arise and things like that. It's purely a function of population because, when you have a small family or a tribe, you don't need government, right? Because everybody knows everybody. You work out who's in charge.
Which is government, but it's
more of a family kind of thing.
It's tribalism,
right? And the reason is because family like that, it doesn't scale.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a family with tens of people in it, maybe. You can't have thousands.
I tell people that like every fishing boat I was ever on was a fully communist system. On the old dude out on deck would be like his knees would be hurting and he'd be getting tired and people would say, "Look, man, just go lay in your bunk. Just go get yourself a couple hours sleep. There's no need for you to be out here killing yourself. We'll pick up the extra slack." And it wasn't like him going in and laying on his bunk bed that, you're bumped down from a full crew share to a half crew share because you didn't work the whole time out on deck. Nope. Everyone just said, yep, go back on deck. And then, the cook would leave when he had to, and he would go cook food. And, meanwhile, the captain's got probably what you might consider the cushiest job. He gets the most amount of sleep. He spends the most time out of the weather. And all that. But hey, guess what? He's also got the shittiest job if something doesn't go right. And it all falls down on that. But again, you can't have anybody milking the system on a fishing boat because you just can't do it. Because you'll look over your shoulder and go, "Hey, where's Alan?"
Yeah.
He's supposed to be sorting those fish over there. Where is he?
Yeah.
It doesn't work. And suddenly you realize that, oh, Alan's there and he just was like, "Oh no, I was having a sandwich." People are going to quickly be like, "All right, dude, either forfeit your share or we throw you over the side of the boat." But again, you scale it up to thousands of people. You don't know. I mean, there was like 2,000 people in my high school. And it was my freshman year of college. Bumped into somebody and they overheard me talking about my high school. Or I might have been wearing like a hat or something, and because I did the freshman mistake of wearing gear from my high school at college, and they went, "Oh, you went to that high school? Yeah, so did I." Neither one of us had any idea who they were, who the other one was, and we were definitely going there simultaneously. And because of that, you can have people that can totally be down in the boiler room smoking joints when they should be doing their work. And hey, guess what? No one's going to know any better.
Yep.
And you could very well have the supervisors getting paid off by the people smoking joints so that they look the other way. So that goes on and just corruption abounds.
So like real life. Oh, I don't know how we got twisted off on this topic. Anyway,
speaking of
214-530-0036 as we have – not had a caller yet.
There's only 15 minutes.
Jay, you were the one that wanted to talk about Bernie.
About Bernie. Oh yes, we learned a whole bunch of stuff about Bernie recently, haven't we? Like the fact that even though he's for a living wage, whatever the fuck that means, he pays his interns a whopping $12 an hour.
Oh, wow.
Less than Walmart. evil Walmart, the corporation that Democrats love to hate. Pays their workers more than Bernie Sanders pays.
To be fair, this is the progressive MO. Their overall statement is unless everyone has to do it, I'm not going to do it. And then, of course, then implied of the then when everybody else has to do it, I'm going to collect the fruits of that and also not do it by cheating.
Well, yeah.
See also Democrats with taxes and Democrats being the worst goddamn tax cheats on the planet. Yeah. Because they want everybody to pay taxes. They won't pay higher taxes just voluntarily. They won't write the IRS a big fat tip. And then on top of that, they will exercise every loophole in the law once taxes get raised.
Hey, we have a caller.
Yay.
Area code 352. Hello.
It's Radis.
Hey, Radis. All right.
So I heard somebody wants some T-shirts.
And who wants T-shirts is everybody wants T-shirts.
Yeah. You're right. Some of the stuff I do will not translate to a T-shirt. It won't work out. But I'll see what I can do.
Okay. We'll at the very least get you a free shirt out of it.
Well, I hope so.
I'll
buy you a shirt.
Oh, that's nice. But I'll work out something. You know, I'll email and whatnot to contact you about it.
Well, you heard Weird's requirements.
Oh no.
Yeah. I can find some stuff, but I don't know if it'll look right.
I'm shaking my head.
Everything but the boners.
Oh, those are simple. Those are easy.
No. Yeah.
The internet is weird. The internet is a very weird place. Those are easy to find. It's the wild boar and or something like that. That's kind of difficult. So I'll see what I can do. But
I would say look for some line art for the Arkansas Razorback mascot.
Yeah.
As a possible.
Yeah, as I said, I'll see what I can do. But
we would appreciate it. Since you're like the official graphic artist for the show.
Yeah, I don't actually draw, I just copy.
Yeah, that's fine.
I put the stuff together. I arrange the art. I don't actually make it.
Art arranger.
Hey, wait a second. We have an art major in our midst.
Who?
Yeah.
Me.
That would be Brita.
Yeah.
Brita actually has a degree in art.
But I'm not good at like the computery stuff.
She's not a practicing computer graphics.
Yeah, but could you but can does your skill extend to line art?
Not really what you're thinking, no.
Yeah.
But if you want it sculpted, Radis can do it. If you want it sculpted in clay
or painted in oils.
Yeah.
That might work.
Well, I'm just saying you could also hand draw something and scan it.
Oh.
And then Radis might be able to trace and or modify.
I want a ceramic squirrel of corn.
That'd be pretty with an ashtray. Because they're really, come on, whatever happened to ashtrays?
People stopped smoking. That's what happened.
Well, actually, no, they didn't. I actually went on Google Shopping. I just wrote glass ashtray because I wanted to see if I could find one of those big hubcap sized ashtrays with like space for like 14 cigarettes around it. That was like always in the coffee table of my parents' friends' houses. And all that, I'm like, oh, whatever happened to those, you know, sort of thing. And, you know, they're, you know, you hear jokes about like, the old lady was he's dodging ashtrays. The old lady found out he stepped out on him sort of ideas. Those like big, heavy ashtrays that you could throw and kill somebody with sort of idea. And I typed in glass ashtray into Google Shopping. And let me tell you, I got a ton of results. And just about every single one of them has a pot leaf embossed on it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes, there are still glass ashtrays, but the only people – I mean, that is really the amusing thing of this world is, like, now suddenly tobacco is illegal, but pot is legal.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Weird, how many of those did you have to directly import from China?
Yeah.
I didn't even look that close into it. I mean, it wasn't like I was actually going to buy an ashtray.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't even think even as my time as a smoker if I ever even used one of those kick-ass glass ashtrays. Because most of the time it was, you know, college. And so,
beer can.
Yeah, I would ash into a beer can. Someone would have like a can of Chef Boyardee that they had rinsed out and would just throw your butts in there
until they catch on fire.
Yep.
I'm so old. I remember the little foil covered ashtrays in the common area in the dorm. You could
What's foil covered? What's that meaning?
You know, that they're like cardboard, but they're not.
Oh,
it's got like a coating on it.
Oh yeah, so. Like it's like a disposable ashtray.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there'd be two of them in the common area, one on the coffee table. And I mean, hell, I remember they used to have
someone come up with a picture of one of these. I want to see what they look like.
What, ashtrays?
No, the little foil disposable ones.
Google disposable ashtray.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll work.
The research librarian is off.
I already have the picture pulled up. It's just like a foil embossed thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, those ones.
Yeah. It's like
the, I'm seeing the McDonald's. Well, no, this one's stamped aluminum, I think.
Yeah.
Let me get the image up here.
Oh, I remember
back in the day. I remember, back in the day when you could smoke at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Brita, since we were talking about the research librarian being off the clock, my daughter went to story time at the library today.
Did you hassle the reference librarian?
Oh, my God.
No, but she made the librarian, the children's librarian's day because story time went out. And we went in. I said, "All right, what do you want to do? Do you want to go? Do you want to go play around in the library, or do you want to, or do you want to go home?" And she said, in a very loud voice, right behind the librarian, "I don't want to go home, Daddy. I want to stay at the library."
There you go.
And
I want to poop in the corner.
No, she did that at home.
Yes.
She did that to my father the other day. They were at the playground, and she went underneath the slide, and she wouldn't come out until she smelled bad.
Oh God.
Nice.
Went on the slide, just stayed there. What are you doing under there? What are you doing? Nothing. Nothing. And then suddenly she came back out, and there was an odor.
Oops. What? There was one other topic we were going to get to.
Hold on. I have the one I was talking about. I'm dropping in that chat. It's an awful.
Are we going to talk about the Iowa or no?
We can talk a little bit about Iowa.
And Hillary Clinton winning 6 coin tosses in a row.
Yeah, how about that?
Apparently, they're as good at odds as Bernie Sanders is at economics.
Or Hillary Rodham Franken,
or the what was it? She put a little bit of money to, was it $10,000 into cattle futures or something and made a shitload of money. She's just that lucky.
And Bernie Sanders managed to send a bunch of campaign cash to his family members.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of money in politics he rails against.
Like you do.
You know.
The thing I was going to say was the deal about the Finnish rape video where they
use the force
to
yes.
I'm still really hoping that is a fake video, but
I don't think it is.
That is Finland's answer to the Onion. That's the only saving grace.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah,
because it's so
Finland, the people that kill Russians for sport.
Yeah. No, that used to kill Russians for sport. Because to be fair, Finland did have a vibrant gun culture.
Sure.
Except for they were very firmly in the gun culture 1.0 thing. Yes. And their vibrant gun culture was shooting reindeers and polar bears. and then guess what? Then the progressives come along and they go, why do you need to shoot reindeers and polar bears? Number one, they're just, you know, they were here first. They're the righteous things that shouldn't be killed. And number two, you got a grocery store. You don't need the food. And then congratulations, some dickhead went in and shot up a school in Finland and they just confiscated all the guns. Not all of them, but they have had some pretty sweeping gun control after that.
And yet people still get shot.
Yeah.
People still get shot. And guess what? You don't need a gun to rape somebody.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, you need a hog. Yeah.
I just think it's, I think the whole, this whole cognitive dissonance on the side of the progressives. I don't know. What do you call them in the US? They're progressives. Over in Europe, I don't know what the hell they are.
Europeans.
Yeah, no, I don't, I didn't even know about, we'll just talk, you know, about the
Merkel, the Merkelites, you know, that are all like, you know, oh yes, we must let all these people in and, you know, well, pretend they're not raping people and pretend they're not setting up no go zones and pretend that, you know, it's just like willful ignorance of all this horrible shit that's going on until it's overflowing their borders and they can't control it anymore. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. I wanted to, as far as the rape thing going on in Nordic countries, you know, they're letting all the Muslims in and the rape statistics just go through the roof. And the reason why they don't have like real, realistic view of this whole rape situation is because rape in these Nordic countries really was really, really rare. And, you know, they start bringing in these Muslims that have a completely different viewpoint on women and how you treat women and rape and how you treat non-Muslim women.
An actual rape culture.
If
social
rape culture.
Justice warriors actually spoke the truth.
Right. And so I think that the Nordic people, you know, like Finland and I think Sweden has a real rape problem and maybe Denmark, I'm not sure, but, like 1 in 4 women gets raped in Sweden and the proportion of rapes committed by Muslim men is compared to like their percentage of the population is pretty, you know, pronounced. So, but I think they're naive about it. I think they don't have a real concept of rapists because their culture doesn't have a whole lot of them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Finns put out this video and Jesus, I really hope it's fake because it's so horrible. It's just, I watched it. It made me want to cry. It was so horrible and sad, but like, you know, I just think they don't understand how rapists are. And so they put out this video of this like self-defense video for women. And it shows like a man coming up behind a woman and like tapping her on the shoulder and like being like, hey, and like trying to grab her. And she turns and she puts her hand out and she says, stop, or whatever it is in Finnish. And he backs up in fear and she pushes her hand towards him again, using this mysterious Finnish force, anti-rape force that apparently you have in your hand if you're a Finnish woman, and you push the force at the man and you say, go away, stand back. And the man backs off.
Oh, you know what, actually, Brita, I'll have to admit, I read the article, but I didn't actually watch the video.
Watch the video.
But I've got to say, I actually had a coworker who went through at one of these feminist self-defense classes.
They teach
you how you're going to defend yourself against a man so that you can feel confident while he beats you to death.
Pretty much. Yeah. And do like the little pecky fingers at his eyes.
She actually said to me, yeah, no, my teacher said I had one of the best command voices he had ever seen.
Okay. Yeah. And what happens when the rapist comes up behind you and crushes your windpipe? How's your command voice then?
Let's face it. Rapists are in for into the whole power thing. And guess what? Yeah. Yeah. What do you do when you telling him no that emphatically and that powerful gives him an absolutely instant raging hard on that he did not have before?
Well, there's that, but okay. You tell him no. And then he comes up and he punches you in the face and he rapes you anyway. But is that sort of naive?
Well, there's also the big thing is like all of these like feminist self-defense courses are like instant paper tigers let's face it, even if the whole idea of the holding your car keys between your knuckles did actually suddenly give you any sort of fucking force multiplier, which it doesn't.
Right. It doesn't.
If one of these women that took one of these courses, that under no circumstance if somebody said, no, you should really be carrying like a small K-bar at best, but really, you know, a 380 or larger would be a considerably better idea. Ooh, no, gross, awful. But let's imagine they punched somebody and did severe tissue damage with the little, you know, car key cestus.
Right.
You know, a weapon. Do you think that they would, like, I mean, even if they saw that they caused harm to the other person, they're not prepared to do any damage. They're not. If they were prepared to cause serious bodily harm to the person, they would be choosing a weapon that's designed to cause severe bodily harm. Right. Instead, they're really just kind of making the motion of the, oh, you know, they'll see that I'm willing to do severe bodily harm, but I'm really not, and then they'll just go away. You know, I mean, you never get the fact that, you know, sometimes you just get really fucking bad people that are just not on the right plane.
Right.
There was actually the, you know, it was on Miguel's blog, and I don't know the person who, I mean, I couldn't even figure out exactly who was writing the story, if it was the blog he was referencing or the blog that he was referencing somebody else. But it talked about this guy who I believe was some sort of firearms trainer or all that, but he was in his house one evening and his wife had heard something outside and hollered for him to come. And he went and grabbed his gun and went and got to the door and saw his door being kicked down and heard like an inhuman howling. And it turned out it was a severely autistic person from an adult group home nearby who had just was having a bad day and was pounding on doors and all that, and finally decided to kick his door in, and actually the door frame came with the deadbolt.
Wow.
When he kicked it, there was actually a picture of the door that was taken as evidence that showed the door with the deadbolt hasp still fully intact, just snapped it clear of the wall. And it was this just big giant, you know, mentally challenged person who was just in a complete irrational rage, and he had a gun on him and said, you know, get the fuck out of my house, and pointed a gun at him. And the guy kept coming. And so he shot him and ended up killing him.
Well,
as he should have.
Yes. As he should have. And like he said, he says, I feel no, you know, no hatred to this person. I don't think they understood exactly what they were doing, but what they were doing was going to end up killing me or my family, and I was not going to let that happen.
Well, you shoot rabid dogs, too.
Oh, absolutely, you shoot rabid dogs.
Speaking of shooting rabid dogs, we have a caller.
Nice.
Area code 912, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is Spike.
Hey, Spike.
Spike!
Hey!
Long time
Spike!
No listen.
Spike, let's go beat up a cat, Spike.
Oh, I just want to know if you guys had seen the latest tricklings coming out of U.S. Customs and Border Protection about how they're being told to stand down and not process and not detain illegal aliens.
Yes, I actually have heard that. They're being told to don't do your jobs, basically.
Pretty much. So how long till we get those massive raging groups of illegal immigrants doing rapes and stuff in our cities?
Well, we already have them.
Well, of course, but
they're already doing it. Well, yeah, but that's not news. It's just like they don't report the gun crime in Chicago. You know,
right.
the drug dealers murdering each other in Chicago. They don't report black on black crime. They don't report, you know, homeless people killing each other. I mean, there's a whole category of crime that it might as well not exist as far as the media is concerned because it's politically incorrect.
And it only exists when suddenly you get to lump it all together with everything in the world to make it into a statistic. But yeah, an individual case, yeah, ice dog shooting Ray Ray over an eight ball. Nope, not a concern.
Not even a story in the paper.
Yep, and it's just another failure of our wonderful government.
Yeah, you're right. You're not, absolutely
not,
right.
Not according to the government. Again, Democrats are the kings of, well, guess what? We'll get everybody else to pay for it. We'll get everybody else to pay for your health care. Oh, we'll get everybody else to pay for your abortion. We'll get everybody else to pay for your malt liquor. We'll get everybody else to pay for this, pay for that. I mean, it's just break out another dollar, break out another dollar, break out another dollar. We can get someone to pay for this. There's no end to the amount of services they will provide to somebody. But having somebody go down to town hall and pay $25, and that's in Massachusetts. In Maine, I think it was like $8 to get a state photo ID so that when you show up at the poll and you say, my name is Joe Blow, 123 Main Street, you can put down a driver's license that says I'm Joe Blow, 123 Main Street, as opposed to either Joe Blow and or 123 Main Street don't even fucking exist in that town, but guess what? They're registered. Yep. Or B, I know this person's name, and I know that they go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning before the polls open, but they're going to be home by 4 to vote. So long as I get going early enough, I can vote as many times as I want to.
Why are they even going to work? I mean, they're getting paid to vote.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. Is that the only reason why Democrats are against voter ID is so that illegal aliens can vote.
Don't forget dead people.
Dead people. Dead people are people being hired to vote for those people.
Well, California bypassed that completely by basically passing the law that said the illegal people can vote.
Yep. But again, that's the whole point. Because again, if it was, as they say, the reason they say why we can't have these photo ID laws is it's discriminatory against poor people who can't afford photo ID. All right, number one, everybody has a photo ID. Because guess what? You can't live in this country without a photo ID. You just can't. You can't buy a pack of smokes. You can't buy a six-pack of beer. You can't get a bus ticket. I mean, you can't do anything in this country.
You can't cash a welfare check.
Yeah, you can't do anything without photo ID. And then on top of that, if by chance you don't have a photo ID, you can get your hands on one for dirt ass cheap. I mean, it is one of those like the go out onto the street corner and shake an empty Dunkin' Donuts can at parked cars. You start at 7 o'clock in the morning. By noon, you will have enough of that and for a bottle of screw top wine. So, I mean, it's one of those. The only reason why Democrats are their reasons for it are purely bullshit, purely bullshit. The only reason for it is because they want to commit voter fraud. It's the only reason. And again, why would they then be letting all these illegals in there? Because, hey, guess what? Also, hey, these illegals don't speak English. Guess what that means? They are not going to have any fucking skills. You know, the people talking about it's racist to declare English the national language of this country. Guess what? If you don't speak English, congratulations, you're going to be scrubbing toilets and polishing floors for the rest of your fucking life. Because the moment you get promoted, your shitty English skills are just going to disqualify you for it.
Like you're saying with the Democrats and the vote, the reasons why they won't be illegals is they can pay them off with, you know, welfare. It's a massive fraud. They're using the government for bread and circuses, and these illegals are cashing in on it. And, oh, yeah, these guys gave me free stuff. I can vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. It's the free shit bandwagon. That's why they're so scared of Ted Cruz. That's why you read. It's funny. You should go if you've got the stomach for it. Go to some of the Democrat or some of the progressive forums and stuff, and read the comments about people, the comments about Ted Cruz, and they're just apoplectic at the thought of Ted Cruz being president of the U.S. It's the scariest thing ever. I mean, it's just it's like the end of the world. And to their point of view, it is the end of the world. Mm-hmm. Less free shit.
The end of their world.
Yeah.
Well, that's the ultimate joke is that progressives always talk about the working class, except for their working class doesn't actually work.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what always gets me about the whole minimum wage bullshit is other than, you know, there's a whole lot of reasons the liberals are in favor of minimum wage. And the number one reason ain't so, you know, somebody working a job at McDonald's can have a, quote, living wage. The real reason is that a lot of union contracts are keyed off the minimum wage.
Right. Right.
So if the minimum wage goes up, all the union members get an automatic increase in salary, because the idea that you know anybody is supposed to live off of a job at minimum wage is ludicrous.
Again, if you are working minimum wage for longer than 6 months, 12 months tops, you are that very good natured gentleman or lady that works at the grocery store collecting the carts, and that's their sole job. And they possibly wear a foam helmet. Come on, this every grocery store has the good natured mentally challenged person that collects the shopping carts, right? And I got to say, they're always like the best. They're always like the greatest human beings on the planet. And you know, and it's awesome. And I'm so glad that they're working. But again, that's all they're going to ever do. I mean, it's one of those. I know the supermarket that I used to go shopping with my dad back when I was a kid pretty much had the same dude. He was probably in his 20s when I was a kid. And you know, at least, you know, before I left Maine, he was still there. He was all old and gray, but he was still there, still gathering up the carts. That was his job.
We have a mentally handicapped crew of library cleaners.
Yep.
They're awesome. I love them.
Yeah. You know, it's a funny thing. If you want to talk about just pure happiness in life, you know, those people probably enjoy life more than anybody else.
Well, again, they're the happy ones. I mean,
I'm sure there's ones
it
that
all,
are.
It all boils. Yeah, it all boils down to people, because yes. I've encountered some mentally handicapped people that are just fucking assholes. They were just dicks.
Yes.
And all that, and I've encountered, you know, considerably more, because as a general rule, just since they don't really have the ability, the mental ability to connive. You know, you don't get the people that are probably wouldn't be a dick, but they've realized that there's some rewards for being complete dick. You know, so you don't get nearly as many dicks in that, you know, in that specific demographic. But again, they're all people. So there's definitely some happier ones. There's certainly some sad sack ones, but as a general rule, yeah, they tend to run on the happy and good natured side of it. Because why not? But again, my key point to this whole side channel was we all started out working minimum wage. Didn't we all have like a minimum wage job at one point or another?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But you can hardly remember how long it was minimum wage, because guess what? We're all workers. So we all showed up. We said, what's my job? We busted our ass. You know, we took a position that we were overqualified for, because guess what? You know, I'd much rather be working a job I'm overqualified for than not working at all. And then we're promptly either promoted or given a merit raise. And ta-da, not minimum wage anymore.
Well, and plus, you know, frankly, and there's a, you know, if you look at the statistics in the U.S., the number of teenagers that actually work in a job has declined precipitously.
There's no jobs.
There's no jobs.
Yeah, I understand that. But a lot of that's because of these minimum wages. Because you've got a position open at whatever you got, right? And it's a minimum wage job, and you've got this guy over here whose English is a little rough, but you know he's going to show up every day and work. Or you got this kid that's never had a job. Who are you going to hire?
Yeah. And who doesn't care? Because yeah, if you fire him tomorrow, he's not going to bat him. Or if you threaten to fire him, he might just walk out and quit instead of double down his efforts. Because guess what? He's still going to get three hots in a cot at
right.
Mommy and Daddy's McMansion.
Right. But the thing that you learn, you know, everybody had those shit jobs. But the thing you learn at the shit job is, you know, show up for work every day. You know, and more importantly, you learn how to be more valuable to somebody else, so you don't have to be in that shit job anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, you learn a shit job's not a good place to be.
Yeah.
You take on more responsibility, or you find another job. You gain experience and you move on. It's not meant to be a lifestyle.
Right.
And the idea that it should be a living wage is offensive.
There's a whole lot of jobs where why would you pay somebody any sort of real money? I mean, like summer work.
Right.
I mean, I had a bazillion different summer jobs and like touristy type stuff for Maine in the summertime and all that. And I mean, I made essentially minimum wage again. After my first summer at, you know, working at the tour boat, I made minimum wage the first season. When I came back for a second season, oh, now I'm experienced. So,
right. So you're worth more money.
So I'm just experienced and I was vetted now. So he knew I worked my ass off the previous summer. So now I got a healthy raise and all that, but still it was a healthy raise above minimum wage. So I was still making next to nothing. But again, why the fuck should he have paid me any more than that? I'm working there for 3 months and then I'm gone. And then on top of that, I'm working there cause I'm home from college. So, hey, guess what? Even if business was picking back up cause the fall foliage was kicking in and we had a little bit more tourists in town. Sorry, man. I gotta be up for band camp.
Yep. Yep.
All right. On that note, folks.
Yeah,
wrapping it
I think
up.
It's time.
Oh, Jesus. Look at the time.
Thanks for calling, Spike.
Not Spike a problem. Y'all great evening.
Bye.
It's good to talk. I've known Spike for years, and I've never heard his voice.
I know. He sounds so much more Southern than I expected.
Well, we had two calls.
Yeah. Spike needs stickers, so...
Yeah, Spike, if somebody's got Spike's address. I don't know, weird, do you know his address?
He can
nah.
Facebook it at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, okay. Somebody get me or Brita your address, we'll send stickers.
Yeah.
Also, in case you missed the last time, I think all of us are going to be at the NRA convention in Louisville.
Louisville.
Oh, that's right. I need my earplugs.
Home of bourbon.
And
where bourbon lives.
We will have stickers to hand out there too.
I was thinking the other day I had to go up to Maine to collect my daughter. And in between Massachusetts and Maine is this place called New Hampshire. And because there was a sale sticker on that, I ended up leaving New Hampshire with a gallon of Wild Turkey in the back of my car.
Oh my.
Among a bunch of other stuff and all that. And I was thinking about the fact of having a gallon of Wild Turkey in the back of my car. I'm going, you know what? When we're leaving Kentucky, I wonder if we can see if I can just get like a barrel.
A barrel of?
Yeah, just a big old untapped fucking white oak barrel.
Oh, like an empty barrel? Oh, a full barrel.
No, like full. Or as full as it's going to be after it's been aging for 3 years, I think it is. Get my big old barrel.
All right.
Put it on the roof of Ryan's car. Ha ha. All right.
All right. Well, thanks for being here with us, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for all that stuff. One more thing before we go. We did a post on the Facebook. I think in 2015, the show was actually fully downloaded over 32,000 times.
Crazy.
And partial downloads, which is basically somebody clicking play on the web page and listening to it for a little while for like 40 some odd thousand times. So
thanks for listening.
Yeah. Hope it gets right. All right. We'll be back next week.
All righty. Night, y'all.
Bye.
Good night, Internet.